Palpation is an informative method of physical pulmonological diagnostics. It gives the possibility to localize the chest pain and evaluate its spreaded and probable location, cutaneous hyperalgesia, intercostal neuralgia, or its more profound costal trauma, vertebral sternal lesion cause. In costal fracture, there is a characteristic crepitation over the lesion, palpable crepitation of subcutaneous fat due to air bubbles in it, hypodermic emphysema, produces an impression which is difficult to forget. It may occur after pneumothorax, lung wounds, accidental lung puncture during supraclavicular vena puncture. Palpation helps to estimate the extent of chest elasticity or its resistance. Exudative pleuritis, pleural tumors, ossification of the costal cartilages, and senescence may result in increased thoracic resistance and rigidity. The palpation of the apex areas and musculus trapezius may be bothering and even painful in patients with apical dry pleuritis and pleural tuberculosis. Sometimes palpation may reveal pulsation in purulent pleuritis, empyema pulsans, when heartbeats are palpable through purulent pleuritic exudate juxtaposed to the heart. Tumors in close proximity to the heart also may pulsate. Some dry rawls and pleural friction murmurs are also palpable. Finally, palpation makes it possible to investigate so-called fremitus trembling vocalis supectoralis, vocal fremitus. This is trembling of the thoracic wall produced by vocal vibrations. It is well recognized by the palms attached symmetrically to the chest. The palms delineate the fremitus more precisely than the fingers do. In order to register the fremitus, ask the patient to pronounce loudly when palpating some words and phrases requiring most vocal vibration, like the Russian numeral 33, treat za tri, or the American number 99. Probably English words like deteriorate, territory, may present some analogs. The stronger the voice and the thinner the thoracic wall, the more robust will be the phenomenon of fremitus. In females, in children, dropsy, and obese patients, vocal fremitus is weakened, as well as in exudative pleuritis. If the lung tissue is infiltrated by inflammatory exudate and consolidated, the fremitus vocalis is strengthened. Pulmonary caverns and large bronchiectasis also increase the trembling. In emphysema, vice versa, fremitus is greatly weakened. The right bronchus is shorter and broader than the left one, thus normally causing more fremitus from the right side.